This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump is denying that he overruled Vice President Mike Pence and other administration officials about hosting the Taliban at Camp David for peace talks. VOA's Steve Herman has more.
Trump says a White House meeting with the Taliban would have been a step too far, but he thought Camp David would be good and still does. The president says after a Taliban attack last Thursday killed a U.S. soldier and 11 other people, it was he alone who decided to scrap the peace talks.
It was my idea, and it was my idea to terminate it. I didn't discuss it with anybody else.
The Taliban are warning that American troops will suffer more than anyone else with the president's abrupt cancellation of the peace talks. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
The Trump administration says the number of migrants intercepted along the southern U.S. border fell 22% in August and credited the drop to greater cooperation from Mexico in cracking down on unauthorized crossings. U.S. Customs and Border Protection Acting Commissioner Mark Morgan said Monday that the number of migrants taken into custody or turned back at the U.S.-Mexico border numbered 64,000 in August. He said that was a 22% drop from July and a 56% fall from a peak in May. Despite the drop in crossings, arrest figures in August were still the highest for the month in more than a decade. North Korea fired two unknown projectiles Tuesday, hours after Pyongyang said that it is willing to reopen denuclearization talks with the United States. The projectiles were fired from the South Pyongyang province toward the sea off North Korea's east coast. Israel has revealed what it says is a secret Iranian nuclear weapons development site as part of an ongoing campaign to boost international pressure on Iran to end its nuclear and regional ambitions. In a televised presentation, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu showed what he said were satellite images and map coordinates of the nuclear site. This is VOA News.